Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from the Oklahoma Farm Report. Did you know of the 51% of consumers that have concerns about beef production, their greatest concern is animal welfare? Raised with Respect is a campaign brought to you by Sysco and the Certified Angus Beef Program to highlight the shared commitment of cattle care by farmers and ranchers and the entire beef community through encouraging beef quality assurance certification. You have a rare opportunity to attend a special BQA workshop hosted by CAB and Sysco Friday, June 28th in Woodward, Oklahoma at the Woodward Livestock Auction. Registration begins at 1 p.m. and the program will start at 1:30. Experts from OSU will take you through interactive training, a market update, meat cutting demonstration, and of course, a certified Angus beef dinner. There'll also be great giveaways. To learn more, visit cabcattle.com. That's cabcattle.com.
Well, we were hoping to stay in the El Nino weather pattern, but it does appear that La Nina is creeping back into the picture. I sat down with state climatologist Gary McManus to talk about the resurgence of La Nina and what to expect in the upcoming months.
Let's say mid-fall through next mid-spring. So fall of 2024 through early to mid-spring of 2025. And what La Nina does, opposite of El Nino, it tends to bring us warmer than normal conditions during the cool season. I know that sort of doesn't make sense, but we'll be a little bit warmer than normal, or a lot warmer than normal during the fall through next spring, and also drier than normal conditions. So famously, if we look back through the last 50 years or so, when we have these La Ninas, they tend to be drought starters. So, we get into wheat planting season, we get into September, October, and it tends to cause a little bit of a problem. And then, it doesn't provide that ample moisture that's needed through the winter months to keep things going. And even early next spring, it can cause a problem. It can elongate that fire season by not giving us enough moisture to create green up, which tends to end our cool season, fire season. So it brings a host of problems, but I guess in the bigger picture, it doesn't really impact us through the next few months, but when we start to get into the fall through the winter season, it can cause a bit of a drought problem here in Oklahoma.
While drought is not guaranteed, McManus urged producers to plan for the increased probability of drier conditions.
Whatever you can do that you realize in your experience when droughts are starting to come on as we get into the planting season for that, winter wheat, and then it impacts grazing and things of that nature, you should just have a sort of an enhanced awareness of that possibility. Every La Nina doesn't act the same. So this one, even though it brings us an increased chance of drought as we get into the fall, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to see drought. It just, sort of tilts those odds.
To hear my complete conversation with state climatologist Gary McManus, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at this week's latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor map. Exceptional drought and extreme drought still at zero. Severe drought is now at 1.20%, which is down from last week's 1.41. Moderate drought now at 15.79, up from last week's 14.51%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 27.22, basically unchanged from last week's 27.23. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, majority of the state, aside from the western half of the panhandle, about a near normal chance of rain through the 22nd, and then the western half of the panhandle leaning around that 33 to 40% chance of rain by that same date.
For nearly 40 years, Brian Bingman has worked in the oil and gas industry. He served the Secretary of State, where he headed the governor's conservative policy agenda. As Corporation Commissioner, Brian Bingman will keep our state's energy industry safe from Joe Biden's attacks while working to bring affordable high-speed broadband to all Oklahomans. Brian Bingman for Corporation Commission.
Authorized by the Candidate for Candidate Committee. Authorized to be paid for by Oklahomans for a Connected Future, 211 Broadway, Duke, Oklahoma, 7532-590-679-3500.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.